Chapter 6 At the Police Headquarters. The next day, Juan and David were waiting for the twins outside the police headquarters. They looked different in their uniforms. They took Jodie and Jonathan to the new anti-terrorism unit. "We've got the latest technology to help us fight criminals," David explained. "For example, we've got a new communication system. With this system, we can send data and photographs from here to police headquarters and police cars in every part of the country. Police officers can match a picture of a suspect with pictures in the central police records. They don't have to come to their offices to do this. Would you like a demonstration?" "Yes, please," answered the twins, very impressed. "Okay then, I'll take a photograph of you and send it to police officers around the country," said David with a smile. He took Jodie's picture with a small camera. Then he gave the camera to a woman sitting in front of a computer near them. After a few minutes, she said, "We haven't got a match for your photograph in our central records, but an officer near El Parque del Buen Retiro says he thinks you stole a bag from a tourist 5 minutes ago. Maybe I should explain that you were with us at that time." Everyone laughed. Then David and Juan took the twins to the crime labs, and they saw microscopes and special equipment. It was very interesting, and the twins were sorry when it was time to leave. On the way out, they passed the interrogation rooms and cells. Suddenly, Jonathan saw a familiar briefcase and jacket over a chair in one of the rooms. "Hey, look, Jodie," he said. "That's Dad's jacket and briefcase. What's he doing here?"
"Maybe somebody is interrogating him," laughed Jodie.
"They want to know about his secret fruit experiments, or how to combat cyclones." David saw the twins looking at the jacket and briefcase.
"What's wrong?" he asked.
"Is my father here?" Jonathan asked. "His name is Philip Kelly and he's a scientist. This is his jacket and briefcase."
"I don't know," said David. "I haven't seen any Australians here.
You know, you and your sister are very observant. You really should become security officers one day. You've got our phone number. If you ever need our help, phone us immediately. But now it's time to go." Jonathan and Jodie left the police headquarters, a little confused. That evening, the twins met Rafa and Blanca for dinner in the romantic restaurant. Jodie knew that she looked very pretty, and Rafa looked at her with admiration. Jodie told her friends about their visit to the police headquarters. Rafa was interested in everything. He couldn't believe how easy it was for the police to identify criminals.
"Criminals mustn't approach police officers in the street," he said, "especially if the police officers have got cameras."
Soon it was time to go back to the hotel. "We're leaving tomorrow," Jodie said to their new friends. "When will we see you again?"
"We'll try to visit Valencia soon," promised Rafa. "Until then, we'll phone and send emails."
Jodie was much happier after the trip to Madrid, and she emailed Rafa and Blanca regularly. She also received emails from Paul. Paul was lonely in Australia, and Jodie knew that he missed her, but she was thinking more and more about Rafa every day. But Jonathan wasn't happy after the trip to Madrid.
"Of course I wasn't in the police headquarters in Madrid," Mr. Kelly said severely when Jonathan asked him about it later that night in the hotel. "The police aren't interested in me."
Jonathan didn't know why, but he didn't believe him.
"What's Dad hiding from us?" he asked Jodie. I think you're making a mistake again, Jody said. Maybe you're losing your telepathy. Your feelings are always wrong now. Juan and David are really nice, and Rafa is incredible. You had bad feelings about them all.
Jody, I saw Dad's briefcase and jacket. It wasn't something I felt, protested Jonathan. I've got a constant sense of danger here, but I can't explain it.
But Jody wasn't listening to her brother anymore. She was busy writing an email to Rafa.